Blog Talk Radio.
Tuned into Home, Helen R. Ministry of Empowerment. Welcome home. Truly, today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad. I hear the scripture saying, oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Yes, you, you, and you, let us exalt the Lord our God together on today. I am so glad that you joined me on today. We're looking for just another glorious day filled with nothing but the blessings of the Lord, because the scripture said the blessings of the Lord, it makes us rich and add no sorrow. On today, I'm going to be speaking with your hearts about the happy state of the godly. Again, the happy state of the godly. And we're going to be looking at that scripture coming from Psalms 91 and looking and exploring what the heart was going on with David. David is one of my favorite to talk about or even to preach from, because when we begin to look at the life of David, David has gone through so many things. And yes, he was an anointed man of God, but God used him in a profound way because he was anointed and appointed to accomplish a job. And I come to tell you today, the Lord wants you to know that you have been anointed and appointed to accomplish the assignment that God has so graciously given to you before even the foundation of this world. And we want you to know that you must hold fast and hold on to that which God has given unto you. Let's take a look at the scripture. That's going to be found over in Psalm 91. And we're going to look at the mindset and begin to understand some of the things that was going on with King David in this particular scripture. And let's look at it. It reads, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide up under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge, my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. And he went on to say, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feather, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. David went on, began to give us a greater understanding of what was all transpiring. He began to talk about how that 1,000 shall fall at thy right hand and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall be no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy way. And they shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against the stone. Then shall thou tread upon the lions and adder, and the young lion and the dragons shall thou tremble on the feet, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him, and I will set him on high, because he knows my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So far, the reading of the scripture. Again, we're talking about the happy state of the godly. We find as one by the name of David, King David, who was a man after God's own heart. David had a passion and a love for God and for the things of God. God used David in a mighty and a special way. It was Samuel the prophet who anointed David as king. When Samuel went to Jesse's house, he began to look at all of the sons and to see which one that God had called, because he was called to anoint that king. And as he looked over all of the king, he said, "Do you, Jesse, do you have another? Is there another son that you have?" And Jesse began to tell him, "Yes, I do. I have one. He's out in the field, and he's attending to the sheep. He's on the other side." And Jesse said, "I want you to go and get him." And so when Jesse and brought back King David, or David at that time, he knew immediately, Saul knew immediately, Samuel knew immediately that that was the one that he was going to anoint. That was the one that was appointed to accomplish the will of God and to be set up as a king over the children of Israel, God's apple of his eye, the king, the children of Israel. And so here we find David, he's testifying, he's sharing us with us about the state that he found himself in. And he began to share with us, he began to say that he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide up under the shadow of the Almighty. And so here, as the children of God, we must again, no matter what is pulling you away or what is affecting or attacking you, we must continually to abide in the secret place of the Most High. And to dwell in that secret place is a place that has been sought out. It's a place that we sought the Lord, a place that we have gone after God, whether through prayer, whether through seeking Him, through fasting, through consecrating ourselves. We seeking out that place, he that dwelleth in the secret place. Now, when you begin to think about a secret place, everybody don't know where that place is, because that's why it's denoted as being a secret place. And so when you tap into that secret place, it's just almost like when children are playing hide and seek, and they go and hide, and then they count maybe the 10. They say, "You stay there and you count the 10, and then you come find me." And so you can see and imagine in your mind that you went off to hide, and the children are back there counting. Now, everybody, when they get to 10 and begin to run and seek out, everybody do not find that individual, but it seems like sometimes it's maybe just that one that will come across and find the place where you was hiding. Well, that's the same way it is with God. Yes, he's everywhere. Yes, he created all things. Yes, he's there. He loves us. But there is a place where we, as the children of God, is able to get to and hide in that place, because it's a place where there's no noise. It's a place where there's not a lot of action going on. There's a place where that you can just come in, close the door, even while God's indignation is passing over. It's a secret place that, yes, you can be in the middle of the marketplace and you in God's secret place. Yes, you can be in the middle of your job and things are going on, but you can be dwelling in that secret place. Every day we wake up in the morning, we can go and hide in that secret place of the Most High. He said that we shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He said, "I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress and my God. In him will I trust." Now, David began to declare here and decree that, number one, that I'm going to tell God that, first of all, God, you are my refuge. Then he goes on to say, and he began to tell God, "God, not only are you my refuge, but you're also my fortress. And not only are you my refuge and fortress, but you also are my God." Now, let us stop for just a moment and begin to say, God, you are Lord, you are my refuge. Yes, the storms are raging, the storms of life may be raging, decisions are coming up against you and many things that have to be attended to, but you can speak to the situations and the circumstances and begin to tell the situation and the circumstances, wait a minute here, God is my refuge and my fortress. He has built a fortress around me. He's holding me. He's keeping me. He has me in the secret place. And not only being there, but I'm going to say, but God, you are my God. You're the one that I'm trusting, the one that I'm looking to that will fight every battle. And so David began to confess this and began to tell God what type of state that he was in. He went on to say that, God, you will deliver me from the snares of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence, those things that are shooting after you, the arrows of the adversary, of your enemy, of your soul that is being shot and directed at you. God said that he will be a deliverer from the fowler as well as the noise and pestilence. He went on to say, David began to talk about it a little deeper. He began to say, he shall cover me with his feather, and under his wings shall thy trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. And so David said, now God will take his truth and hide you behind his truth. And while you hide him behind the truth, he's saying that he'll take that same truth and put it around you like a belt to hold all things together so you won't lose nothing, but everything will be held together by the buckler that God will provide for you in the midst of that situation, in the midst of that circumstance, in the midst of that adversity, in the midst of trying to make the right decision. God said, my word will shield you. Not only will it shield you, but it also will be a thing that will hold everything that it seemed like you're losing, everything that seemed like it's slipping away from you, everything that seemed like it's in chaos right now. He said, I will be the buckler to hold it all together. Oh, shalotobokotama. I just felt the anointing of God, power of God right there. I feel somebody is in the midst of a situation that so many things are coming up against you. You kind of thinking, my God, I don't know what to do. But God said that I don't care what it seemed like, what it felt like, what it smelled like, or what it might seem like it's going to be. God himself will hold your stuff together. Trust him. Just get to the secret place. Because that's a happy state and a place and condition where God wants you to be, is to find that secret place. He said, thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day. In essence, he is saying that I don't care how darkened your situation seems, and it seems as though there may not be any type of light or any type of reprieve or any type of pressure being let up. He said, I want you to know that I don't want you to be afraid of it. I don't want you to be afraid even when you see arrows being flown against you, even in the daytime, pot shots being taken at you and threats are being sent out against you. He said, don't be afraid. He said, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that even waiteth at noonday. Because he said, in the midst of it all, even when thousands shall fall at your side, and even 10,000 at your right side, he said, it shall not come nigh thee. Now, oh God, that's a place where God, again, the godly is dwelling in a happy place in the midst of what is happening and around them. God is able to keep you in a place where you're watching thousands are falling, 10,000 at your right hand. God said, I will keep you in a place that it will not even come nigh thee. He said, only with thine eyes shall thy behold and see the reward of the wicked. And so in essence, he said, while you are dwelling in that secret place, while you are there up under the shadow of the Almighty, while you have said he's going to be your refuge, while you said he's going to be your fortress and that he is your God and him you would trust, he said, I'm going to let you see everything fall. And as you see these things falling, he said, it's not going to come nigh thee, but guess what? You're going to behold and see the reward of every one of those that have been fighting up against you. You're going to see the reward of the wicked, everyone that's been trying to set up booby traps and set things up for you to be overthrown in your mind and in your spirit and in your circumstances. He said, I'm going to let you see the reward of their wickedness that they plotted and ployed against you. God said, I'm going to let you see it all. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, he's moving on behalf of his people. When it don't seem like he's moving, he's moving. When you don't even feel a trace or can't even feel the power of God moving or the Spirit moving, God said, tell my people today, I'm still yet moving. You may not see the water being troubled. You may not see just a drop of rain. You have not seen anything to indicate that God is moving. But I come to tell you on this day that God told me to tell you that on today, he is moving on your behalf. No matter how it looked like, no matter how many people are raising up against you, God wants you to know, don't be afraid. Set yourself. Get into the secret place of the Most High. Hide up under the shadow of the Almighty and watch God fight on your behalf, child of God. He said, not only that, he said, because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. See, because you have made up in your mind, you made a decision, and you made a declaration, and you made a decree, not just in your heart, not just in your mind, but you verbalized that thing, that God is your refuge and your habitation, where you're going to dwell at. Now, because you did that, he said, no evil shall even befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. I'm talking about because you have made up your mind that God is your refuge and your habitation. He is saying that because of that, you are going to be rewarded by your faith, because your faith has a reward attached to it, because you dare to trust the Lord your God. Oh, shalorobo konia shandarayam. He said, I will give his angels charge over thee to keep you in all of their ways, thy ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest I dash thy foot against the stone. And so he's saying that, oh, before you fall, daughter, before you fall, son, or before you hit your foot, your spiritual foot, God said, I'm going to give my angels charge. I'm going to dispatch them, and they're going to come, and they're going to surround you, and they're going to bear you up when they see the trouble, when you're getting ready to stumble. He's going to wings as an eagle, just going to come down and just bear you up. Oh, that lets you dash your foot against the stone. And he said, thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder and the young lion and the dragons. Thou shalt trample them under your foot. Because now this is why David began to explain to us why this wonderful and this glorious promise was happening in his life and things. And it seems as though in the text here, as though that even though he's penned it, it seems as though this is a response from God, responding unto David and responding unto the fact that he had made the declaration that the Lord was going to be his refuge and that the Lord was going to be his fortress and that the Lord was going to be his habitation. He was going to dwell there. He was going to be there. He was going to reside there. He was going to stay in that condition and that place. Now, let's stop for just a moment and look and examine this a little bit closer. We, as the children of God, We have to make up in our mind that this is going to be my habitation and that this is going to be my refuge and my fortress. In essence, it's saying this is my game plan. This is how I'm going to operate. In essence, that this is the way I'm going to abode. This is the way things going to happen. This is the way it's going to go down. It's going to go down just like this. I'm going to dwell in God. This is how it's going to go down. God is going to be my habitation. This is how it's going to happen. God is going to be my refuge. That's my strategy. That's my mindset. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to position myself in God so much so that he is all around me, all circled around me, and now I'm abiding in him, and he is abiding in me. And so here we find the response that he said, because you have set your love upon me. And so God is saying, David, because you set your love and your affection and your passion upon me, he said, therefore will I deliver you. Not only am I going to deliver you, David, I'm going to do something right in the midst of the situation that everybody would know that your love that you have for me and my love that I have for you, David, because you dare to acknowledge me, you dare to make me the God of your life, the God of your thoughts, the God of your mind, the God of your emotion, the God of your spirit, because you made me your habitation, David, and you gave me your love, David, I will deliver you and I will set you on high. Now, if you want an elevation, oh, Ramashanda, if you want to ascertain it, go to a higher statue, and then you put your love and set your love and your affection upon God, and God will elevate you. God will set you on high, because not because you're popular, not because everybody loves you, not because everybody is supporting you, but because you put your love on God and in God and in the things of God. David said, God said, I'm going to set you on high, David. I'm going to set you up. If you want to set up, child of God, if you want a true blessing for God, if you want to see the mighty hand of God, if you want to feel the mighty love and the compassion and the anointing of God, take your love and set it upon God. Set your love on God and watch God move on you in a profound way that all will see that elevation came from the Lord. David set his love upon them. And the response that David got, he said, because you love me that much, David. Oh, David, you love me. Can you imagine, David? God in his mind said, if I can use it for just a moment in my imagination, David, you love me that much, David. Oh, my God. It just fluttering in the heart of God. You love me that much. You into me that much, David. And things, and God said, wait a minute, if you loving me like that, I can't let you outlove me, David. And things, I can't allow you to overtake me in your love, David, without me responding unto you. And that's the type of relationship that God will want us as children of God to have, as that we would just be doting on God and be putting our love on him and telling them how much we love them and telling them how much we appreciate them right in the midst of the heat of the battle. God, I still love you. You're so good. You're such an awesome God. You're such a wonderful God. Great is the Lord our God and greatly to be praised. And as you begin to cultivate a place of worship unto God and telling God from a sincere and pure heart, pure motive of how much you love God, God will set you on high. God will bless you, child of God. Not only will he bless you, he will overtake you and bless you, and then he'll take you out of the midst of the crowd, out of the midst of everybody, and set you up on high. Oh, child of God, you want elevation? Love God. If you want God to love you and take you to another place, humble yourself up under his mighty hand and just love on them while you are humbling and things up under his mighty hand. He will take you to another level and to places that you cannot even comprehend in your mind, because you have turned your face to the wall and said, God, you are the God of my salvation. You are my provider. You are my great I am. You are my Jehovah Nissi. God, you are my banner of love over me, and I'm trusting you, God. Hold on. And I'm trusting you, God. And watch God. He said, not only because of your love, David, is God saying that I love you? He said, well, I'm going to not only set you on high, but the other thing that intrigued God is that, wait a minute, David, you know my name. David, you got a revelation here. You not only love me, but you know my name. Now, isn't that ironic? Isn't that profound? A name that was not revealed at that time. But he said, here, David, you got so close to me that you know my name. And God is saying, I want you to get so close to me that you'll know greater what that name Jesus means in such an essence, in an intimacy relationship, that you would know the name. Not only just speak the name, just not only just know what it is, but to know the name. You're comfortable with the name. You're acquainted with the name. You operated in the name. You've seen miracles in the name. You've seen God move on your behalf because you called on the name and things. You relish the name. You love the name. You exalted the name. You praise God for the name. David, you know my name. And so he said, because you know that, that means that, David, you had to get really close to me to find some information out. And so he said, he shall call on me. And he said, not only will you call on me, David, but guess what, David? I'm going to answer you. Because you know my name and you set your love upon me, I'm going to answer you. Not only will I answer you, David, I'm going to be with you, David, when you're in trouble, David. Not only will I'm going to be with you, David, but I will deliver you. And not only that, have you been in places where that people don't even respect you, don't even honor you, don't even love you, and things, let alone say your name? And then David said, God told David, wait a minute, David, I'm not only am I going to be your deliverer, and not only am I going to be your habitation and your fortress, David, but I want you to know something else. If nobody else honor you, David, guess what? I'm going to honor you. And then I'm going to honor you because your love that you set upon me. I'm going to honor you, David, because you know my name. Not only that, David, I'm going to honor you because you are after, you are running hard after me. You are seeking me. You running me down with your love and throwing your love on me, David. I am going to honor you, David. Oh, Shandarobosha. And he said, and not only that, I'm going to give you long life, and I'm going to satisfy you. There's not going to be a day that go by, David, that you will not be satisfied, because the fact that you've chosen to put your trust in me, you've chosen to make me your God and your refuge, your habitation, your fortress. You've chosen to come after me so that you can get into the secret place. You've chosen to come and just not only get into the secret place and then run back out and tell people you was there. You are abiding in it. You have found habitation in it, David. You have found a place to love me in it, David. And because of that, God, David, I'm going to satisfy you. I'm going to show you my salvation. I'm going to show you how I can deliver, David. I'm going to show you how I can bring people out, David. I'm going to show you, David, that I'm able to do all things but fail, David. I'm going to show you that I am the great I am. What do you need me to be, David? Because here I'm going to satisfy you. What do you need me to do, David? Because here I'm going to set you on high, David. What do you need me to do, David? If nobody else do it, I'm going to do it for you, David, because because of your love. And so I come to tell you, child of God, such as it is with David, that how he found that secret place, he began to abide with God, and he began to hide out with God. I come to tell you today, child of God, start hiding out with God. Just hang out with him for a good day or two. And just say, God, I'm just going to abide today up under the shadow of your Almighty. I'm going to cut the TV off today, God, and I'm just going to sit and abide with you today. I'm going to get in the Word today, God. I'm going to sing the songs of Zion, and I'm going to consecrate myself before you, God, and I'm going to find a little secret place. I'm going to go deeper into you today, God, because I want to get to that happy state. I want to get to that state like David was. He tapped into it so that you said that you were going to honor David. He tapped into it so that you said that you turned around and said, I'm going to love you on you, David, and things, and I'm going to set you on high and give you long life and satisfy you, me, every day. I want that, Lord, the same thing that David had, being satisfied in his soul, being delivered when he called on the name and called, and God said, no, wait a minute, I heard David's voice, and I got to answer. Wait a minute. A lot of voices are coming up to heaven, but wait a minute. I heard David, and I got to make sure I take care of David. Oh, my. And that's what God is saying about you, child of God. As you come after him and seek him and dwell in that secret place, he's saying, yes, you, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to satisfy your soul. I'm going to honor you. I'm going to deliver you. I'm going to hear you when you cry and when you pray. I'm going to show you my salvation. I'm going to hide you because you know my name. The angels, not only that, the angels have charge over you. They are on commission, and they have a mission that they have to attain, and that's to watch over you. And so, child of God, I come today to tell you on today, that is the place where the child of God can abide. That is the place where the child of God can find refuge. That's the place where the child of God can find the fortress that is all around you. You're not naked, you're not exposed, but there is a fortress all around you, around your mind, around your decision, around your future, around your destiny, around the manifestation of God's will for your life. God is going to do it because you dare to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and you abiding in that shadow of the Almighty. And when you get there, just tell God, God, you are my refuge. God, you are my fortress. God, you are the one that I'm going to put my trust in. And watch the God of salvation, the God of glory, your creator, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, make every one of your enemies behave. Because the Bible said, when your ways please the Lord, even your enemy will be at peace with you. And as you begin to worship God and dwell in that place and put your love on him and dote on him, tell him how much you love him, tell him how much you care about him, he said, I'm going to honor you in the midst of everyone trying to dishonor and disclaim you. I will honor you because you dare to separate yourself and dwell with me. And so I come to tell you on today, and I pray that this word has blessed you as you dwell in that place, and as you get there with God, quieting all of the thoughts, shutting the blinds in your mind and saying, God, I'm shedding everything and everybody out for just this moment because I want to get to that place with you. I'm going to say, God, thy will be done. You are my refuge and you are my fortress and my habitation. And God, in you will I trust. Watch God do it on your behalf. It's something about when you go in, you can come out with elevation. And so as you go in, God said, when you come out, you're going to be elevated. You're going to be honored because I'm going to bring you up and I'm going to honor you. And I'm going to satisfy you with long life, and I'm going to show you my salvation. So, child of God, on today, I encourage you, in the midst of everything that is going on that's pulling at you, turn back and say, God, I choose to dwell with you and make you my habitation. Whatever comes or whatever goes, I'm trusting in the God of my salvation. And watch God move on your behalf. Watch God stretch forth his mighty hand and bless you, child of God. And so on today, in my closing, I want to pray this prayer with you. Father, we come right now boldly unto the throne room of God and saying, we thank you because you're the righteous Savior, the Holy One of Israel. We thank you because you are our God. You are our refuge and our fortress and our habitation, God. Father, we put our trust and confidence in you and your blessed name and word. Father, we ask, oh God, that you bless every one of my listeners that is listening today. And Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you in the name of Jesus against every attack, everything that's coming against the mind of God's people, the resources of God's people, the health of God's people, the future of God's people, and their destiny. God, you are the refuge and our fortress, and we choose to trust in you. And we say, ride on, King Jesus. Continue on in the fight. You great Jehovah Jireh, you are our provider. Do it for your glory and your honor, God, and we'll praise your blessed name, God. Save the unsaved loved ones, Lord. Turn their life back around, God. Stay the hand of the enemy, God. Beat back the hellhounds that come to hound at your people, God. Rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And, Father, let them open their mouth and prophesy and speak forth the word against the adversary. And God would thank you. God, we praise you, God, for your glory and your honor and the rewards that you will bless your people because they dare to trust you, God. Oh, my gosh, great Jehovah. Father God, we thank you. Father, we ask that you comfort and bring peace to that home, joy back in that mind, happiness back in the state and condition of your people, God. And Father, we thank you and we give you glory and honor. Father, this is our prayer, God, in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. I pray, child of God, that you have been blessed on today and that you are moving forward. Get up from where you're at and move forward and trust your God and things. It's not what's in your hand. It's not even what's in your bank, but it's in what you believe. Only failure is the failure to believe that God is able. Put your trust back in God and not in your circumstances and what's being pulled on you today. And watch God see your faith and act on your behalf. It's nigh thee, even in your mouth. Speak it and watch God do it on your behalf. And we thank God for you. We pray that God will strengthen and fortify you and meet every one of your needs. And that you will not go lacking, but you will live in the overflow and abundancy of God's blessing, child of God. And so, child of God, I pray that you will continue to soar up to the highest heights and the deeper depths of our God, that he will just overtake and bless you. If I speak it into your life, that your children will be blessed. Your children's children will be blessed. And that everything that you put your hands to will be blessed. When you sit down, you're blessed. You're down sitting and you're uprising. God knows all about it. And he already met you there and went there before you got there and made sure that it would not overtake you. But he also, when he was there, made a way of escape. So, child of God, be encouraged. It's my prayer today. As we close on today, I want you to know, child of God, if you don't have it, God got it. And you are just one question away from your miracle. All you need to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock. And we're not going to leave it to just a door, because it can be an open heaven. And it shall be open. God, open heaven over your people, God. Send out revivals, God. Father, send and just dispatch your angels all throughout the land and fight on behalf of your children, God. Show yourself mighty and show yourself strong, God. Father, we trust in you, God. And those that are in the midst of the storm, God, we know you're able to speak to every wave and every wind and command them to be still in the name of the mighty name of Jesus. We pray amen and amen. And so until we meet again, child of God, I want you to hold on and hold fast and watch God bless you in a mighty and a special way. That's my prayer for you today. And so if you can, if you're on Facebook, please go by and let me know if this was a blessing to you today. And then if not, you can follow me also on Helen on Twitter, on Helen Arm. And you can tweet me to let me know if this was a blessing to you. And I want to hear from you today. Again, the blessings of the Lord be with you, and peace be still in Jesus' name. God bless you. Until we meet again, may the blessings of the Lord be with you. Don't you dare come down. Hold fast and hold on in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.